Copper Sun, Chapter 6, From Sand to Ship. Amari awoke stiff, sore, and very cold the next morning. Small beach-living insects had feasted on her skin overnight, and she scratched at the red bites that covered her legs and arms. She looked around in alarm because the dark wall of Cape Coast Castle, which had surrounded her every night since coming to this place, had disappeared. Then she remembered the small door, the bright sand, the blue water, and the fiery burn on her shoulder. Afi, already awake, looked at her without smiling. "Today is the day, Amari." Amari did not need to ask for what. They were all fed generously once again, and more salve was applied to their wounds. The men were then kicked and yelled at, shackled back together, and marched out of the pen. Besa was the last in line. He turned and glanced back at Amari with a look that said, "I would have been a good husband, Amari. I would have loved you more with each sunrise and sunset." And he was gone. Amari pulled her shackled hands up to her face. The chains rattled in rhythm to her sobs. "No. You knew him?" Afi asked her. "Yes, he is from my village. We were captured on the same day." "He is special to you, am I right?" "Oh, yes," Amari told her, a small smile breaking through her tears. "We were to be married." Her smile faded then. "You must forget him," Afi told her harshly. "But," Amari protested, "he is dead to you now, just as your parents and your brother and my family are dead, gone to be with the ancestors." "But why, Afi, why must I let go of the only link to who I truly am?" "What you are is a slave," Afi told her, her voice cold and firm. "You have been bought by men who will sell your body and will do with it what they want. You can be beaten and raped and killed, and your young man can do nothing about it."
"You are cruel," Amari cried, shaking with anger.
"I am honest," she replied sadly.
"So why should I endure this? Why do you not just let me die in there?" Amari cried out.
"Because I see a power in you." Afi lifted her shackled wrist and reached over to touch Amari. "You know, certain people are chosen to survive. I don't know why. But you are one of those who must remember the past and tell those yet unborn. You must live."
"But why?"
"Because your mother would want you to. Because the sun continues to shine. I don't know, but you must." She said nothing else, just sat down and began tracing pictures in the sand with her finger.